Un feliz 20, amigo nang di basilachel.com i bombi nidenos informe nang pa ave nostra na jaweb's 26 di settembre 2024 amita Glenn Thomas pa basilachel.com i nostri pabonos information a un cortesia di Trubulu Car Rental cutin naturalmente su auto nana price economico po poi amana 661-3776 corda reservar bo auto passo è tamashi importante de temporada di fine anno si vota venendo con sonto Trubulu Car Rental awe non stin pabo cogi se chirato 10 ore di meinta da programmare e reunion tan urgente con coalition a decidia ore che tagliamo papà più come nestra Silvania riba intere assunto di kwijtschelding aki, exoneration di belasting. Notabel ta, ku ta unreunion ku opposition a pidi, pero mirando quel documento na maniera bomes por ascuche durante conferenze di prensa di partito par, a iega mucho lata, falo menos, un pari ore, 5, 7 ore, misata quanto, prome che reunion na di si dico nan ta hala den e petition. Di ripiente tromolo obturende den forti, pace forma e non si dico, non ti mai pidi presidente di Parlamento urgente den 2-24 ore per chiamare e reunion a chi sorpresa grande per opinione tata con presidente di Parlamento con por certo, ya, chi che ha sito membro di MFK a chiamare e reunion a me pa awe siendo che ti reunion urgente toccante hap con e ta muri. E non è che ti arrivano a Hapna, ma non è un caso, dall'an paracetamol, vai a casa e sciolta muri, ti reunione urgente per dire che sei, che tu, e messo me nessa Silvania qui, bin. Però che tu, presidente di Parlamento ti chiama e reunione a chi, anto ore por algo sarà. E tu mi allunga a me in 10 ore, anto ya, vengo a chi ti vai sali fuori di reunione e idea ta probabilmente. Pa Parlamento va di accordo che manejo di Venezia Silvania per exonerare e quantità di placca quella exonerare la blasting. Sabio no, dei casi che un rista non abisa ni mas che con emozione passa wall to wall si ti incostan contra lei qualche da così anto lo vai bin toh investigation riba Venezia Silvania che meni un motion di Parlamento non può stroba un'investigation penal per lo che sta ministero pubblico eccetera eccetera poi sia nostro bei wacchi da bei sali fuori sei leader di partito CAM Michelangelo Martinez ti spiega che den e di tre siman den nata den tre siman di screening per il candidato di CAM e ti avvisa che è tacchere che è tacchando bon e lo non dura molto mas pa porta cla quella persona cutin cubira menester pa kiam wow, normal no sa che coi dura mai dos luna depende e poi llega hasta tres luna però ban va verdad si leader di kiam ti rason ten otra informacion menester di desarrollo economico i VFRP Charles Cooper e menester di finanza i GMN Javier Silvania tambe va palabra na conferenza di crimen 2024. Secondo Cooper, il riconoscimento internazionale di nostra isla da Dankina e il ruolo strategico con nostri come hub della catena globale di somministrazione e il ruolo dinamico con nostra zona di commercio Liberty di Esaki. Tambe e confianza con differenti organizzazioni na Kosovo a crea na livello internazionale a contribuire al riconoscimento a chi. Ma ascolta, signor Charles Cooper, e poi su trasmessora, Minister Silvania.
We are at a critical point in time in the global economy where free trade zones play an increasingly significant role. These zones drive legitimate trade, foster regional investment, and fuel innovative worldwide. However, with these opportunities comes challenges. Criminal networks exploit the complexity and scale of these free trade zones, to facilitate the illegal transit of goods, undermining global supply chain and threatened the security of nations. The growing volume of international trade has opened new avenue for criminals to conceal and move counterfeit and smuggle goods across borders. This escalating threat risks destroying truth in the global economy system and destabilizing markets. The smuggling of counterfeit products through free trade zones pose a significant challenge for law enforcement, as these zones enable criminals to obscure the origins and legitimacy of these goods. To address this, we must adopt a more coordinated and unified transnational approach.
For a small nation like ours, managing the rise of counterfeit goods and IP-related crime is especially challenging. Our customs officers face increasing pressure due to the volume of goods passing through our ports and the growing sophistication of criminal networks. The impact of these crimes extends beyond economic losses, threatening public health, safety, and our environment. A particularly alarming trend is the rise of IP crime in the medical sector. The proliferation of counterfeit pharmaceutical and medical devices presents a direct and dangerous threat to our communities. This is not just a matter of financial loss, it can be a matter of life and death. Tackling this issue requires more than border vigilance. It calls for strong collaboration between customs, the health inspectorate, the other local regulatory bodies to prevent these dangerous products from reaching our citizens. To combat this threat, international cooperation is essential. We must work with our global and regional partners to share intelligence, resources, and enforcement strategies. Equally important is continuous capacity building for our local enforcement agencies. Our customs officers, health regulators, and other entities must be equipped with the latest tools and knowledge to stay ahead of sophisticated criminal networks. This means investing in training, not only for these officials, but also raising public awareness about the danger of counterfeit products, ensuring that our communities are vigilant and protected.
Minister de Justicia Hato também uma palavra durante a conferência de crime em 2024, e também para que tenha um diferente aspecto e logro na dessa aqui para ajudar a combater crime. Pascucha Kiko Menerhato a Papia durante the conferencia aqui.
The theme of intellectual property crime may not mean much to the average citizen until they are directly affected as consumers. The impact, prevalence, and harm caused by this phenomenon are often an underestimate, but the consequences can be profound. As a country and as government, we must combat all forms of crime and strive to make our jurisdiction as unappealing as possible for any unlawful activities. Intellectual property crime undermines innovation and creativity, which are the cornerstones of economic growth and progress. It threatens businesses, both large and small, that rely on intellectual property protection to remain competitive in the global marketplace. When counterfeit goods flood to market, legitimate businesses lose revenue, workers lose jobs, and the quality of products is compromised, posing serious risk to consumer safety. In industries such as pharmaceutical, counterfeit products can mean the difference between life and death. Make no mistake, the stakes are incredibly high. Furthermore, intellectual property crime is not just a threat to the private sector. It is closely linked to organized crime and increasingly involves to terrorist organizations that use the profits from counterfeiting and piracy to fund their illegal activities. The illicit profits generated by these enterprises support broader networks of illegal operations, undermining public safety and national security. This makes our collective efforts to combat IP crime a crucial element in the fight against organized crime and terrorism. To effectively combat IP crime, we must adopt a multifaceted approach that includes prevention, law enforcement, and international collaboration. Education is a key factor. Consumers need to be aware of the dangers of counterfeit goods, not just to themselves, but to society as a whole. Businesses also need to be proactive in protecting their intellectual property through robust legal frameworks and technological defenses. From a law enforcement perspective, our ability to combat IP crime must continue to evolve. We must leverage advanced technologies such as data analytics, artificial intelligence, and cyber forensics to track, identify, and prosecute criminals. International cooperation, such as that facilitated through Interpol, ensure we can effectively trace counterfeit goods as they move through supply chains, apprehending perpetrators across borders and bring them to justice. In closing, I want to underscore that intellectual property crime is not a victimless crime. Its victims are numerous, from individual consumers to businesses and even governments. It has deep implications for global trade, security, and public health.
Que se puesta, Mr. Hato, Señor Hato, Minister de Justicia. St. Martin, su parlamentario nan ajuramenta, de caso que inaugura dilanti di gobernador suplente, Bert Lake, y nos tin discurso di gobernador suplente, Bert Lake, promecu e juramentación atumaloga. Láganos van St. Martin pa buscucha e declara of de casa un discurso eloquente, por cierto, cu gobernador suplente Bert Lake arriba promé cu e juramentación a tuma lugar.
On August 19th of this year, 61% of the eligible voters of St. Martin came out for this snap election and used their democratic right and voted each one of you into this legislative body of government known as the Parliament. Congratulations, Parliament-elect, on this new opportunity. This body is made up of 15 elected members from 7 political parties, a diverse group of people with different political backgrounds, life experiences, beliefs, morals, unique perspectives, and ways of thinking. Both professionally and academically, research has shown that diversity brings an increase in innovation, creativity, motivation, problem solving, and ultimately promotes team unity. As I quote Justin Jones Fosu, who says, real diversity and inclusion doesn't mean that we will always agree. It means that even when we disagree, we can still respect each other. We can vehemently disagree with someone's ideology while passionately pursuing their humanity. Now, all members of Parliament have equal rights, privileges, and obligations. The majority has the right to decide, but a minority has rights which must be protected. As you embark upon your new responsibilities, I want to highlight the 3 main tasks as elected parliamentarians. You're tasked to represent the interests and concerns of the people of St. Martin, to act as a co-legislator, a lawmaker, to examine and be prepared to challenge the work of the government, scrutinize the expenditures, administration, and policies. Now, over the past years, we have endured environmental, social, and economic challenges, and we have been focusing mostly on building back a more resilient St. Martin, which includes the well-being of our society. But in reality, it is evident that it remains a struggle for many of us to thrive. Now, the main strategic goal should be to ensure that St. Martin can become self-sustainable in every aspect, to ensure that our future generations can survive and thrive on this, our sweet St. Martin land. Decisions made must foster sustainability. Now, sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Through sound planning and good preparation, you can effectively and efficiently accomplish your goals. As the saying goes, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Éxito pues da el Parlamento de St. Martin y manera violenta visa, yo la haga dura. So constantemente nos ha que tiene entero problema con cada viaje, gobierno de CAI, de disolver el Parlamento, etc. etc. De St. Martin nos está Aruba. Minister de Cultura y Financia, Xiomara Maduro, Ayana Aruba, ha informado tocante de cambio de nota 2024 por lo que está presupuesto. Durante conferencia de prensa, él ha dado una prensa y Turco estaba presente más detalle de Esaki.
Ahora mi persona como ministra de finanzas lo va a ampliar un tiki, riba lo cual está en nota de fin de año 2024, conocida en holandés como Nayar's Nota. Esaki está un producto manera visa de información para el Parlamento de Aruba, na onda está indica e cambio nan que por guardo espera ainda para lo cual que está presupuesto 2024 de país Aruba. Se nos vai un rato na escritna, está sin aquí nan que está importante, eso no se cumsa trajatame con nota de comienzo de año, pero ahora que nan, manera bien está costumbre también, tiene nota de fin de año, de en cual ahora nan está informado. Parlamento, pues Parlamento está haya un vista adelantada de cambio nan que lo tiene en manejo, que está cambia ahora nan lo cual que está el cuadro financiero, en sentido de esa cifra nan cambia, o nan cambia, dor que está hace algún cambio nan técnico del presupuesto, pero que es aquí nan tiene mester de aprobación de Parlamento de Aruba y que es aquí lo sigue ahora en lo cual que está el ley del presupuesto supletorio 2024. Importante está, si nos vamos un rato, na otro sheet, den lo cual está en nota de fin de año, nos está haya lo cual está en cambio nan, y junto que está aquí, el gobierno está aplicando lo cual está en manejo de Mayvalers, para así ahora en nan por financiar extra inversión y también para por paga debe, conforme lo cual está en ley de LAFT que queda aprobada en diciembre último, para lo cual está en norma nan del artículo 14 de ley aquí. Mr. Bisa, que el resultado de lo cual está presupuesto de país Aruba, en norma está que nos tiene un surplus de más de 1%, tur lo cual que está arriba es 1% aquí, conforme lo cual que tiene estipulado en artículo 14 de ley de LAFT, 50% está bai para por así extra inversión y otro 50% por bai para paga debe. En 2024 nos por mira que aquí tiene una suma de 92.5 milyon florin extra na surplus, di quale ore nan e mitar 46.3 milyon florin lo bai pa por hasi extra inversionan e tambe e mesun suma aki lo bai tambe pa por paga debe. Den total, nos lo mire ore nan ku den anya 2024, 69 milyon florin lo bai pa in hasi inversionan necessario e 120 milyon florin lo bai pa paga debe.
Back aqui na Corsão, pelo que tá de porte, a vela, ayer, Royal Scorpions, é um paliça bom, pois a me passou um situação que apresentar com o picheo de Scorpions a cair completamente de outro, e esse aí apone com Santa Maria, ganando com score aplastado de 21-5, blackout. Entera temporada aqui, nós não há blackout, não sabemos ainda, tem playoff final. Scorpions está caindo vencido, com score de 21-5. Santa Maria agora pica 2 nada de série ao e noite. A série está continuando a Theodore Ballpark. Partido número 3. Scorpions 5 being back. Para ao menos corta a vantagem de Santa Maria. Se não, costa vira muito mais difícil. A série está ao e noite de Theodore Ballpark. Até aqui nos informaciona para ao e nós está queda pendente. Pa e reunión que tava tomando lugar a ver me inta pa nos van escuchar ta Kiko Ting di Bingo ne de un posible motion pa se sa que ta un reunión público un posible motion ku coalición la vai presentar pa así ne duna sostena menestra di finanza notable ta ku netamente partido MFK su parlamentario nan a reclamar es nan di Partido Nacional di Pueblo ku a questionar lo que menestra di fane a hasi ku di kong na no bing bing tuma e briefing ku menese Silvania aduna pasire na porta na altura di Turcos ku aso de e pregunta ta ku si anye briefing di kong posa me sta pidore di un publico pregunta of e briefing non ta vata suficiente eta notable in olubida Cota pa motivo di intero assunto a chi quindi briefing con dos di Partito Nazionale no bini, con bla bla bla, con e membro di Parlamento di MFK, bisogna che hanno in confianza di dos non ei. Qua apparentemente non abbia briefing tampoco. Ora, non che abbia briefing, ora ti pidi un reunion pubblico urgentissimo per debattere con Ministro Silvani. Ya. Yeah. Ta costa anche ta passa in politica, nostra chi ta chi che non sta, dis tu ma nota, informavo stan, anto that's it. Sorante a chi nos resume in pavi, anche na Trubulu Car Rental, con su price dan economico, su telefono 661-3376. 661-3376. Passo un 12 dia, qui dopo san curpa, te mai anche giusto.